And would you say that medication of these children, in addition to these strategies that you adopt with teachers and also families, would you say that a combination of all three of those are required?
I think that's the key, that any of the guidelines associated with intervention to support children with ADHD, if medication is involved, it needs to be as part of a coherent, integrated package that might involve psychological or behavioural interventions, educational advice, and environmental changes. So key to supporting children with ADHD with or without medication often involves managing the environment around them.